I was leaving my business behind for someone else to take care of it.
Girl.
So I was completely terrified. But when I moved here, there were no clients lined up anymore. I was like, oh, I'll just have to deal with the consequences.
So that gave me a huge boost to go for it. I respect anyone who's living and surviving here on a Portuguese salary. Like,
I would say my financial mistake was... Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. Hey guys, and welcome back. I'm Anna Sherina.
And I'm April Betts.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we're going to talk about financial fears when moving abroad and how to prepare yourself to move abroad if you're like maybe a bit afraid of all the financial things, your financial situation.
Yeah, we're going to dive into it.
As always. But before we start, we would like to remind you, if you're watching this episode, to subscribe and also give a thumbs up so you never miss our new episodes. We have a new episode every Tuesday. And if you're listening, we would really appreciate it if you could follow us there and if you could rate us, depending on the platform where you're listening. So thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
All righty.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. First things first, what were your biggest financial fears before moving?
Well, my biggest financial fears was I was leaving my business behind for someone else to take care of it.
Girl.
So I was completely terrified that it wasn't going to work out, that the income that I had coming in when I was there was going to be completely different. I had a lot of, like, when you're coming from another country to another country and all of your money is coming from that country, like, it's terrifying because you're like, is it going to work? Mm-hmm. And I was leaving it in someone else's hands. So I was completely terrified. Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's so scary to give, like, away control, especially when it comes to such a big thing in your life.
I know. It was very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you had to do it.
Because... I had to because I really wanted to have this experience and the opportunity presented itself. So I was like, I have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
I was willing to give over control to my business because I wanted to have this experience more than anything.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have to sacrifice things.
Yeah. I definitely sacrificed.
Yeah.
We'll get into that further. But
there
okay.
is a
Yeah. What about for you? Did you have any financial fears?
Yeah, I think for me it was mostly in regards to the rent because my rent, my situation back in the Netherlands, it was quite different than here because I did live in kind of a shared building, shared house, so to say. I did have my own kind of studio apartment, but because there were other people living in the same house, it was a lot cheaper than like renting your own place. So I did have some concerns in regards to that because I was like, okay, I'm gonna spend a lot more on the rent now. So that means also that I should make more money or either way, like kind of save money maybe on other things. Yeah. And also I have my own business that I could move with me because it's an online business. So that really helped. But then also you need clients. And I had clients at that time. But I was like, what if for some reason there's no new clients lined up and I still have to pay like these expensive, more expensive rent than I used to pay. So yeah, that was scary. Not gonna lie,
it's very scary, especially too when we're doing this on our own. Yeah, like we don't have anyone else to fall back on. So it's like it's even more scary.
I know, and also I made the decision to go for like an unfurnished apartment. And I was like, well, I do also need like a lot of money. Well, more money than I wanted to spend mm-hmm. on furniture, like obviously.
Yeah.
But then the benefit of renting like an unfurnished place, I feel like the rent is a bit lower than when you mm-hmm. do like a furnished place. So I think after like some years of living here.
After a year, it equals out.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, we're now like over a year in. So
yeah. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Yes.
What helped you feel more financially secure?
I would say multiple things, because in the beginning, when I first moved here, I had like a full calendar full of clients mm-hmm. Because I decided to move in January 2024 and I had already bookings until October. Mm-hmm. So almost the whole year was
nice.
Filled.
Oh, yeah.
So that gave me a huge boost. Ooh, yeah. To go for it, because I was like, okay, if I move in summer, I still have some months filled, and maybe like in the summer my calendar is even filled until the end of the year. I mean,
yeah,
that's how fast it went in that year. So yeah. I was like, okay, I'm in this good flow.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna think positive, because I'm already like 9 months in the or 10 months already full. So mm-hmm. yeah, that gave me a huge sense of control and security. Mm-hmm. And also my savings, obviously, because mm-hmm. I feel like as a business owner, especially, you need to have savings. I'm naturally a saver. I didn't only save just to move abroad.
Yeah.
I did save already, because I was like, just for later. And I didn't have really any accurate plans with it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's just for later, and whatever I want to do later, I'll see then, and yeah. I can just use it.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is the first time in my life that I'm actually really happy with the savings, because it's yeah. always just there and you don't really pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. But then when you make such a big life decision, like moving abroad,
yeah.
you're like, oh my God, thank myself.
Blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. I agree with you. For me, I had savings as well. So that was like a kind of like a cushion, like just in case if exactly. things did go crazy, mm-hmm. which they did.
Spoiler.
Having that savings was a big thing.
Right.
So, I mean, I would definitely, I mean, we can get into this later, but I would definitely suggest to anyone who's moving abroad to definitely have some kind of savings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like even if you're not planning on moving abroad, just
yeah,
in
of
general.
Course.
Yeah. But even more
yeah.
when you make such a big step,
mm-hmm.
because you never know what might happen.
Yes.
Ooh, we're gonna get deep. What was your first financial anxiety moment abroad?
I've had many.
Yes.
The first one, well, it all had to deal with my business. And so basically the person who I had take over, they weren't running the business as I would, and they weren't as reliable. So there were a lot of different events and things that they didn't show up for or had excuses for not going,
mm-hmm.
which cost me a lot
mm-hmm.
financially. So it started to become like a running thing with this person. So it really affected my business, and it was like freaking me out, because it's like I'm here and I can't do anything. And it's like if I was there, it'd be like boom, 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 boom. But like I'm here, so all I can do is just like tell them to do stuff, and if they don't do it,
what can you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, oh, that's like my biggest nightmare as a Taurus. Like that seems so frustrating.
Yeah, it was.
Oh
yeah. It was very frustrating.
Do you want to share what kind of business you had there or no?
So I had a food truck business there, and mm-hmm. it's a dessert food truck. And I had someone running it, and it just didn't, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally get that, because I feel like also, I mean, it's your business mm-hmm. and you've been doing it for a while. And there's, of course, like some certain tasks that you can kind of like delegate.
Mm-hmm.
But then it will never be the same. It will never be like how you would do it.
No.
Oh, girl.
Yes. Yeah. And it's also too because you've built like such a reputation.
Exactly.
With all the different vendors and people that you have worked with over the years. So it's like when you don't show up in the same way, it's like embarrassing as well.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also your kind of personal branding, right?
Yeah. What about for you? What was your first financial anxiety moment?
Well, in this episode, we already spoke about me like having clients lined up.
Mm-hmm.
But when I moved here, there were no clients lined up anymore. Laughing about it, but I got in such like a stress, like sick, depressed, allergic reaction. Like I was so stressed out that my whole body was kind of like shut down because this was not going like planned.
It's like it's so funny how like me and Anna have come together, because like our experiences when we moved here in regards to like our businesses has completely went to the complete opposite side of where it was. We were like both thriving, like making all this money. And then as soon as we moved, it's like,
Yeah, literally. It like spiraled.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
But I also think it makes sense, because as you move to another country, it's also like naturally, I feel like that your perspective changes mm-hmm. and your mindset, and like there's so much to experience, and there's so much growth, and you're learning a new language, and there's so much going on that I also feel like it makes sense that your priorities change in a way. Because also when we started this podcast, I did kind of neglect my business a bit, which like later on I did regret for sure. But I also think it all happens for a reason, although it was very hard, and I would not go back in time to that moment when I had like absolutely no clients, and I was like, okay, what am I gonna do now?
Yeah,
like what can I do? I also didn't want to move back, of course, and mm-hmm. then it's like also no guarantee that I would have more clients when moving back, because I have an online business, so it doesn't really make sense.
Doesn't matter where you are.
Exactly. Yeah. So that wasn't really the location. That
mm-hmm.
it was just a matter of priorities and maybe the universe like redirecting us. Like I don't know.
I think it definitely is. It redirected us to this.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe that.
2026, let's go.
I know.
Ooh, let's see what it brings. I mean, we're almost
halfway. Sign up for Patreon, guys, now.
Support us financially, please.
In all serious note, like, I do feel like the universe did bring us to this podcast, because it's been healing for us, and it's also been healing for the people who listen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been very helpful for them. And like that like fills my soul so much, knowing that I'm helping other people.
I know.
Like that makes me so happy.
I know. It's literally the best thing. And mm-hmm. also when we get like comments of people saying that an episode helped them like so much mm-hmm. in their decision to move abroad, or just finding out what life in Portugal is like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, sometimes I don't realize what we are doing,
mm-hmm.
because then when I'm listening, I'm really a podcast fan. Mm-hmm. So whenever I listen to something and then all of a sudden that podcast switches to our podcast, I'm like, huh? It's still so like, I don't know.
It's like, that's me.
Yeah, like, huh? Do I have a podcast? I don't know. That seems so random, but yeah.
And I think people resonate with us because we're so like honest and mm-hmm. vulnerable, and we just tell it to you like it is, you know. It's like no fluff. It's just like what we're really experiencing.
Exactly, because it's not all like glitter and rainbows or whatever they say.
Yeah.
And I think that's also really important to have like both perspectives and also to let everybody know that it will be okay, like in the end, no matter where you go through abroad, it will be okay.
Yes.
That's also what we tell ourselves. So.
Yes.
Alrighty, you want to move on?
Yeah, let's do it. Did moving abroad change your relationship with money?
I don't know if it's like directly like that my relationship with money changed, but I do think, I mean, we also made an episode about how moving abroad changed the way we view success. And I think for me, success was always tied to money. So I think in that way, it did change my relationship with money just because I view success differently now.
I would say in regards to me, did moving abroad change my relationship with money? I've always been a very frugal person. I've never been a consumer in the sense of like, I don't shop. I don't really care about things like having things. Like having a lot of stuff kind of gives me anxiety a little bit because it's just like, I don't need all this stuff. I care more about experiences. So I've always been the type to spend my money on experiences like traveling and things like that. But I feel like I'm still the same in regards to the way I spend money as the same way I spent it in the States. I spend it the same way here. I do notice that I've like, because of, I've gotten used to the prices here in Portugal. I'm like, when I see something like a little bit more, I'm like, that is, what are they doing? Like they raise the price, or I'm like, that's a little steep. But if I was like back in the States, I'd be like, no.
Yeah. It's true.
But yeah, so.
Yeah, that's so funny. I have the same thing because here, like, there's some places around where you can get, like, coffee for €1, €1.50. And whenever I get, like, to, like, the center of Lisbon or just a fancy place and a coffee is, like, €4 or €5, I'm like.
I know.
I'm shocked.
I know. Like, this one place where I like to get chai lattes, they charge €5 for this, like, little bitty cup, and I'm like, but if like if I was in the States, I'd be like, oh, sweet, nice, you know.
Yeah, that, it's just normal, right?
I know that, like, from the States, I'd be like, oh, deal, score.
Yeah. Wow, that was cheap.
I know.
I saved money, actually.
I know, but here I'm like, it's a little bit expensive.
Here you know that you can get it cheaper. Yeah, so,
I know.
Yeah, I think here the prices, they vary a lot. And I think, well, if I can speak for my country, like the Netherlands, I think it's all a bit like same, especially in the cities.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I know. All right, let's go to the next one.
Yes. What's one financial mistake you made? And what were your financial wins so far?
I would say my financial mistake was not settling everything before I left in regards to, like, I feel like I should have sold my business before I left. I feel like I should have sold my house before I left.
That was the Aries in you that was like, well.
Yeah, it was like the opportunity presented itself. I wasn't sure if I would get this opportunity again, so I just went, and I was like, I'll just have to deal with the consequences. That happens. So I would say I would have settled everything financially before I left. I would have done that.
Been
a little bit more practical.
But
that's
more
not
tours.
That's not me, though, still. I probably still would have done the same thing, so.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
If you did it differently, you never know, like, how things would.
Yeah, if I did it differently, maybe I wouldn't have come at the right time, and then I wouldn't be sitting here.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we probably wouldn't have met, you know? So everything happens for a reason. So, like, from hindsight, looking back, then the practical way, yeah, you would do all that beforehand. But to be honest, I probably wouldn't do it any different.
No, probably not.
No, because I'm happy with where I am. I'm happy with what I've created since I moved here.
Yeah.
And it only would have happened if I did what I did, and I did what I did. I don't know.
I know. Like, it's always easier, like, after everything happened, to see what you could have done differently. But like in that moment, you did what you could do and what was the right thing to do at that time. So yeah. You can change anything about it. So
yeah.
And your financial wins?
Financial wins, I would say selling my truck.
Yay!
I sold it.
Woo!
So it ended up working out. I mean, yeah, I ended up selling it. So
yeah,
I still have the business, but I'm not doing anything with the business, but I just sold the actual truck. So
yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I know. It was very stressful, but it all worked out.
Yes.
What about for you? Financial wins, financial loss, mistakes.
Mistakes and wins. Yeah, I would say for me, I don't really have such big things like you, like selling my business or anything. And I also don't know if I made like really a mistake, because I also feel like I could not have done anything differently, because when I moved here, I had all these clients lined up. So I mean, at that time, yeah, I felt like I was good to go. And in regards to financial wins, I had some situations here that I found myself very lucky. For example, I had like free electricity for like 7 months or something.
It was 7 months? Oh my goodness.
You know, there was like a miscommunication about my contract and companies and like a huge stressful thing like in the end. But because there was like a miscommunication, they never sent me an invoice, so I could also not pay.
But she still had electricity.
I still had electricity. I didn't know that was possible until like one time that they probably were like, this bitch, and then turn it off. Wait, it didn't turn it completely off, but I learned that in Portugal, I don't know if it is also in other countries, but here's some kind of like basic electricity level, so you can kind of survive, but you can't really use like a washing machine, you can't use the water boiler and stuff. But I could shower, I had still hot water, the fridge was still working, so what else do you need? So yeah, that was an interesting situation. In the end, I did save a lot money. Well, not intentionally, but I just never got an invoice. It was not meant that I didn't pay, of course, but also I didn't. Yeah, there was like no way to contact them. It was like such a weird situation. So I had like free electricity for months. And also had some situations where I ordered furniture and then I never got like any confirmation, or it didn't arrive, or it arrived later. And also some furniture that I wanted to return, I never got like a confirmation or anything. And I ordered everything with my credit card, so I could just call my bank and be like, hey, I got scammed. Like, I never got like my order or anything. And then they just refunded it. And then it was so funny, because the day that I got a refund for something, the package arrived. Literally. And I was like, well,
when?
Thank you, universe.
Yeah.
I know. And it also happens when I had to return something. I also got a refund. And then I think a couple of days later, I got like a confirmation, like, are your orders like received and we will transfer your money back. But I mean, sometimes it took like months. That's not normal to don't hear anything. So yeah. That's also a lesson. Always order with your credit cards because you're more secure.
Yes, that's very true.
So, yeah.
All right, let's get into the last one.
Yes.
What advice could you give to someone wanting to move abroad in regards to finances?
Yeah, first of all, I would say like save as much as you can. Like we also said earlier in this episode. And if you have like an online business or anything and you're not really tied to a place, I would also really suggest in investing in some kind of passive income. Because like for me, I was really depending on clients, and I do also have some passive income, but it wasn't really that much as the clients were bringing in. So now looking back on the whole thing, I would, if I could go back in time, I think I would invest more time and energy in growing the passive income and making sure that everything was like set up before going here. So I wouldn't really have to stress out over clients. And also with like moving is just a big step in general, like buying all the furniture and like adapting to a new life here. So it's really great if you don't have also the financial pressure on top of that and that you have to find clients while you're maybe not in a good headspace to to do the work that you would normally do. So yeah, I think if you have the option, definitely do something like passive income, like selling online products, or I mean, there's so many things
now that you can do online.
Start a blog.
Yeah, I would suggest like doing, if you're going to be doing those passive income type of things, at least do something that you're somewhat passionate about or somewhat are interested in, so it won't feel like you're just like doing it just to make money. Also, savings, most definitely. I would suggest at least having a year's worth of savings for just as a cushion. So... yeah, and yeah, then, like, in regards to my situation, like, try and make sure to close up everything before leaving.
Yeah.
Because that will save you a lot of stress.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, savings, close up everything from where you're coming, and look into doing some passive income type of financial
thing. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I also think it depends on where you go. If that's a good thing to do, because also you can obviously like find a job at a new place if you want, but yeah, we're not gonna dive into that right now. But we also made an episode about like the cost of living crisis in Portugal, and I mean, we could
get a job. Yeah, we both could get a job here if we want.
Yeah,
it's just that the salaries are very low.
Yeah, compared to what you spent.
Yeah,
that's insane. Like, I respect anyone who's living and surviving here on a Portuguese salary. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
You're doing amazing.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, thank you so much for joining us. We hope that you gained some insight into this episode in regards to finances and understanding where we have come from and what we are dealing with here living abroad in Portugal. Remember to like, share, and subscribe, and remember to rate us on all of the platforms that you listen to us on. That would be absolutely amazing. And also, don't forget, we do have a Patreon where you can support us and where we also provide extra material, extra videos.
If you want to hear more about like our, like all the things that we were scared of before moving, we also made like a full episode on our biggest fears before moving. It's episode 34, so definitely check that one out as well. And I hope this helped you.
It helped us, because just us talking about the situation and everything like this and doing this podcast, it really does help us as well.
I know, it's like also
therapy.
Seriously, because we're also still figuring things out, and there's been a lot of changes, and you know, that's life. So it's like, yeah.
And we're just taking you guys along for the journey.
Yeah, we're all on the same boat, guys.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining, and we will see you in the next one. And this is
From Lisbon with love.
Ciao. Bye, guys.
Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.